بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed His book, Al-Qur'an, as guidance for all of mankind. He said, Alif Lameem, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Alif Lameem, that is the book, i.e. the Qur'an. لا ريب فيه, it has no doubt in it, meaning there is no doubt that it has been revealed by Allah. هدى للمتقين, and it is guidance for those who are pious and those who fear Allah. And the Qur'an cannot be guidance for us unless we understand its meaning and we contemplate its ayat. And this is why the Qur'an was revealed. Allah subhanahu mentioned in the Qur'an, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكَ, a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to your followers, مُبَارَك, blessed, containing much barakah. And then he said, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ, so they may ponder over its ayat. And with this in mind, this short series of lessons have been initiated in which we contemplate an ayah or some ayat of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in today's lesson, we come to, or the ayah which we will contemplate is from Surah Al-Hujarat, the first ayah from Surah Al-Hujarat. And Surah Al-Hujarat is the 49th surah of the Qur'an. It is the first ayah of this surah which we will study. And that is the saying of Allah subhanahu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulih, do not place yourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and fear Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, verily Allah is all hearing and all knowing. The ayah in which Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O those amongst you who have iman, O you who have believed, لَا تُقَدِّمُوا, do not proceed and put yourselves in front of, بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, in front of Allah and His Messenger. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, have taqwa of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, verily Allah is سَمِيعٌ, all hearing, and عَلِيمٌ, all knowing. And this ayah is the first ayah from Surah Al-Hujarat, which is the 49th surah of the Qur'an. And this blessed ayah entails the correct adab, the correct etiquette and manners that we should have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And this ayah guides us to what it means to exalt Allah and His Messenger, and to respect them, and to honor them. And in this noble ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides the believers. He addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, meaning, O those who have accepted Islam and have believed in Allah and His Messenger. And then He guides us to that which is required to fulfill Iman in Allah and His Messenger, and that is to fulfill their commandments and to stay away from their prohibitions, and that we walk behind Allah and His Messenger. We do not place ourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. Rather, they lead and we follow. And that we should not, لا تقدموا, do not precede Allah and His Messenger. Meaning, do not say anything until you know what Allah and His Messenger have said. And do not make a decision about anything until you know what Allah and His Messenger have mentioned. And do not perform an action until you know what Allah and His Messenger have said about that action. And this is the correct adab, or the correct etiquette, that we should have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And if we fulfill this adab, this etiquette, we will achieve the happiness of this life and the hereafter. Because as-sa'ada, real happiness, true happiness, it is in following Allah and His Messenger. And problems and anxieties and miseries only occur when we oppose the Sharia, when we oppose Allah and His Messenger. And therefore, to summarize the meaning of this ayah is that it contains a severe warning for those people who precede Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or those who oppose the guidance of Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this ayah teaches us that whenever we are aware of what Allah has said and what is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever we realize and we know the guidance of Al-Islam, we are not allowed to oppose it. For any person, whoever that person is, it may be a leader, it may be the authorities, it may be your parents, it may be a scholar, it may be a great imam, regardless of whoever that person is, once we know what is the correct guidance and its evidence, we are not allowed to oppose it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins this blessed ayah by saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And this is a call or a direct address to those people who have iman. Iman meaning those people who believe in and follow Allah and His Messenger. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses them directly and calls upon them. And this is, of course, the companions and then those who followed them. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was addressing the companions first, and then those who came after the companions to our time today until Yawm al-Qiyamah. This ayah applies to every single mu'min, every single person of iman. And after calling the people of iman, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them? لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Do not precede Allah and His Messenger. Do not place yourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. Meaning, do not be hasty or quick to do something or say something or give a ruling or give an answer before you know what Allah and His Messenger have said. Rather, be behind them and following them in that which they have guided us to do. And the meaning of this ayah was beautifully illustrated in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to Yemen to call the people to Islam. And before he was about to depart for Yemen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him some questions. He said, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, bima tahkum? O Mu'adh, what will you judge by? If a question arises, or a situation or a scenario arises, and you need to solve that situation, how will you solve that situation? Bima tahkum? What will be your point of judging and ruling? And so Mu'adh replied, Bi kitabillah, that I will turn to the book of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ, what if you do not find the answer in the book of Allah? If the answer is not in the book of Allah, then where will you turn to? And he replied, بِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, then I will turn to the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ, and what if you don't find the answer in the book of Allah, nor in the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What will you turn to next? And then Mu'adh said, أَجْتَهِدُ رَأِي, and then I will strive with my utmost understanding to come to a solution. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this, he became happy. فَضَرَبَ صَدْرَ, and so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he hit him on his chest, meaning out of love and happiness. And then he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi waffaqa rasoola rasoolillah lima yurdi rasoolallah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, all praise is for Allah, the one who guided the messenger of the messenger of Allah to that which pleases the messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Alhamdulillah for the one who guided Mu'adh, the messenger of the messenger of Allah, to that which pleases the messenger of Allah. The point behind this story or this discussion is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Mu'adh radiallahu an, what will be his point of reference, or what will he judge by, and what answers will he give, the first thing he mentioned was the Book of Allah, and then the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the third of these three matters was his own personal conviction and an understanding about the situation. And so first comes the Quran and the Sunnah. And after that comes our own thinking and our own understanding and our own culture, or that which others say. Otherwise, had Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, first, ajtahidu bi ra'yi, first, I will think about it myself. And then secondly, I will look into the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Had he said this, and he did not, but had he said it, he would have fallen into the ayah, la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih. Do not precede Allah and His Messenger. Do not place your understanding in front of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in the tafsir of this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih, he said, La taqulu khilaf al kitabi wa sunnah, meaning, do not say anything in opposition to the book and the sunnah. And others said, Nahallahu azza wa jal an yatakallamu bayna yaday kalame, that Allah subhanahu he warns against speaking before Allah has spoken. And this is also something which is true amongst creation. So for example, if you have a gathering in which you have a prime minister and then his ministers, whenever a question is asked, if one of the ministers was to speak before the prime minister speaks, or speak over the prime minister, that person would be looked down upon, and the prime minister would consider this to be bad etiquette, and it goes against convention. The prime minister speaks first because he has the authority, and then the ministers speak. Nobody speaks before him or precedes him or speaks against what he has said or speaks over him. If you have a king, for example, and his servants, similarly, if a discussion is taking place, the servants would not speak before the king or without his permission. Otherwise, we would say that the servant speaking out of line. And also, if you have the CEO of a company or the head of a company, and you have workers, and there's a meeting which is taking place, for one of the employees to speak before the CEO speaks, or before their head speaks, or their supervisor, it would be considered to be bad etiquette, and it is against convention. And this is in relation to creation and creation. So how about when it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator, Al-Khaliq, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the chosen one, and then those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the same understanding which applies. From the benefits of this ayah, is this ayah, it shows us the methodology of seeking evidences. And before saying something, or before doing something, knowing what Allah and His Messenger have said. And this highlights the importance of seeking knowledge. And this ayah also, it rebukes at-taqleed, which is absolute blind following and not trying to seek the truth. And of course, taqleed was the way of the Quraysh. Whenever something came from Allah and His Messenger, and they were requested to follow them, or they were ordered to follow them, they would say, but we found our forefathers doing something. We will blindly follow the way of our forefathers, those who have came before us. Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. And if it is said to them, come to that which has been to that which Allah has revealed, and come to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. They would say, it is sufficient for us that which we found our forefathers upon. Allah subhanahu mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. And if it is said to them, follow that which Allah has revealed, قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. They will say, rather, we will follow that which we found of our forefathers upon. And although this ayah was revealed to the Sahaba, to the companions, when Allah subhanahu said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, O people of Iman, meaning referring to the companions at the time, those who were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, living with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not precede Allah and His Messenger, meaning in that which you say, in that which you do, in that which you decide. Although this was revealed to those people who were living with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and of course, today the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is no longer with us. He has passed away, and we are not around him, and we do not live with him. However, his narrations remain. His statements remain. A hadith about his actions remain. His rulings and his judgments and his guidance, it still remains. And it is intact and it has been preserved. And so, just as it was considered bad manners to precede Allah and His Messenger when the Prophet ﷺ was alive, similarly today, it is considered bad manners, su al-adab, for a person to precede the speech of Allah, i.e. the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So everything which was said at the time of the companions with regards to good etiquettes with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and bad etiquettes with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the same applies today with regards to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So those people who turn to their intellects and prefer logic over the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is su'al adab. This is bad manners and bad etiquettes with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it goes against this ayah. And those people who prefer their opinions before that which Allah and His Messenger has said, this is su'al adab. This is bad manners and bad etiquettes with Allah and His Messenger. And it goes against the ayah. And those people who prefer the statements of their sheikhs or the imams or the way of their culture instead of what Allah and His Messenger have said, this again is su'al adab. It is bad manners and bad etiquettes with Allah and His Messenger. More so after they know that this is what Allah and His Messenger has said. So if we have a particular opinion and then we know that Allah and His Messenger have said its opposite, it is su'al adab, it is bad etiquettes and bad manners for us to go against what Allah and His Messenger has said and instead act by our opinions or our thinking or our culture or logic or that which science says or that which an imam has said or that which has a scholar has said. And also, those people who perform bid'ah, innovations, after knowing there is no evidence for it, this is also su'al adab. This is also bad manners and bad etiquettes with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it goes against this ayah. And for this reason, the Salaf, like Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, Al-bid'atu ahabbu ila iblis min al-ma'asiyah. That bid'ah, innovations, are more beloved to iblis, to shaitan, than personal sinning. Because when a person commits a personal sin, this is su'al adab, this is bad etiquette, bad manners against a person's own self. You're wronging your own self. But when a person innovates and performs a bid'ah, this is su'al adab against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is why Iblis prefers for a person to commit bid'ah over personal sinning. So this is the meaning of يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. O people of Iman, meaning O Muslims, do not proceed and do not place yourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. In that which you say, in that which you do, and that which you decide, do not precede Allah and His Messenger. Rather wait to know what they have said and the guidance of the Sharia, and then make your opinions and your actions following their guidance. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he summarizes this ayah. He said, ma'na al-ayah, the meaning of the ayah is, لا تعجلوا بقول ولا فعل. Do not be hasty to make a statement or to perform an action. قبل أن يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو يفعل. Before knowing what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, or what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did. فلا تقول حتى يقول. So do not say until they have said, until he has said. ولا تفعل حتى يأمر. And do not perform until what he has commanded. وَالتَّقَدُّمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ سُنَّتِهِ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِهِ. And preceding the sunnah after the death of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, كَالتَّقَدُّمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي حَيَاتِهِ, is like preceding the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst he was alive. And then Allah subhanahu he finishes this blessed ayah by saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, because He is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. And the ending of this ayah is connected to the beginning of this ayah. And the ending of this ayah shows us that preceding Allah and His Messenger and opposing Allah and His Messenger is not from at-taqwa. And so at-taqwa cannot be attained through stubborn blind following, and you know the evidence is against that which you are following, or the opinion of a sheikh or an alim or an imam. And at-taqwa can never be attained through bid'ah, because bid'ah, it opposes this ayah, and bid'ah entails preceding Allah and His Messenger. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ, and Allah is all-hearing, meaning all-hearing of that which you say. وَعَلِيمٌ, and He's all-knowing, meaning all-knowing of that which is in your heart, your intentions and your thoughts. So we suffice for this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance and al-Iman. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.